Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those in the coronavirus effort keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and to all the over-the-road truck drivers, a special shout-out, as well as to all the bulk mail center haulers out there taking the mail from center to center, seeing to it that your letters can get sorted and delivered to you today. Bet you didn't know that was going on. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, all the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And take advantage of what we have over there. Well, joining us right now, from California, the land of fruit, nuts, milk, and honey, probably all too expensive to buy, it is none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, yes, and yes. And, okay, they're going to go in now because it's not exactly as warm as what it's been, but it is 63 degrees out, and it is currently cloudy. Temperatures, again, will be up in the 80s today like they were yesterday. Perfect baseball weather.
Yes, very much so.
When are you going to a game?
Well, you know, I think the Angels opener here in my area is April the 7th.
All right. Well, let's say the pledge get rolling. We got lots to talk about. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. You betcha. And, folks, we emphasize those two big words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right. We've had some developments tonight in the Ukraine. Was sitting here watching a report coming in here about, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes ago or so, maybe 40 minutes ago now. And all of a sudden, Russians launched some, apparently, missiles and struck an airport which had been closed down. I think you were watching the same thing I was watching. And the reason you saw all that black smoke is because they obviously hit some fuel tanks. And when it burns jet black like that, that is fuel that's burning.
Yes, exactly right. And obviously, it's a major development, and depending on the damage, obviously, to the airport and so forth, we'll find out more. But another big development in Russia's advance here.
Well, the big development was we had the first American citizen killed, apparently a civilian, apparently in an area where I don't know for sure whether or not there was the person was an aid worker or was just there because they were there, but I don't believe it was one of the fighters that went over.
Well, no. Evidently, Captain, family members in Minnesota evidently are confirming that James Jimmy Hill, he was living in Chernihiv, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's about 2 hours north of Kyiv to help care for his partner, who was being treated by a local hospital for MS. This, according to ABC 10, with their report.
Because they did strike a hospital, and that's how he happened to get killed.
Yes.
Which, again, is another sign of a war crime.
Well, of course, the deliberate targeting of people in a hospital or women and children that were in the theater, of course, as we know, Captain, that was reduced to rubble, even though they had clearly indicated that children were on the premises. Yes, these are war crimes. They are atrocities. And somebody at some point in the future is going to answer for them.
Well, before I move on, I'm going to mention that if you're keeping track of gas and oil, oil has jumped up again today. West Texas crude is up to $102.98, $102.98 a barrel. And Brent crude is up to $106.64 a barrel. And gasoline has once again jumped up. It's up to $3.22 a gallon at the refinery before it gets out on the road and gets to you with all the other taxes and delivery charges and whatnot. And diesel is up to $3.49 a gallon. So we've had a considerable increase after 3 days of a slowing down of the market and a reduction in price, and boom, we're right back up again.
Yes, exactly right. So Americans, Captain, they don't know quite, you know, what the next step is going to be. Here in California, they're proposing, the legislature, I think, is proposing a $400 rebate to try to help with gas prices. But I think a lot of people feel that that might be precious little in terms of what the real impact is to their costs, not just for fuel, but for everything else.
Well, in Florida, they proposed and they passed the legislation to take the tax in the fourth quarter coming up in October and eliminating it.
Yes, yeah, we've heard about these kinds of things, and you know, Captain, not to be flip, but it seems like if only there was oil around here that we could use. I think that's what most people.
If only there was oil. You mean those wells that you can look out and see?
That's right. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Hold that thought, my friend. All right, folks. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. He's out there in California. I'm down here in Florida. We got a lot more to talk about. It's just one of those nights where the news is just flying off the handle here. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yes, sir. Kyle, I will take it right away. This is one of my favorite segments because I get to talk about MyPillow. And Mike Lindell and MyPillow are going absolutely nuts over there on their website with the prices they've got and the tremendous savings that you can get over there. And all I can tell you is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and then look for the Radio Listener Specials page. It's right there. It's like a double embossed door. And you click on it, it opens up, and you'll see at least 150 items all marked down drastically, 50%, 75%. Some of them are buy one, get one, 67% on some. Others will be $10 off here for, and get a free gift or whatever. Whatever the deal is, everything on that page is on sale. So rather than just telling you about one thing, which I could do, and say, well, here the towels are on sale today, which they are, or here the slippers are on sale today, which they are, or here the pillows are on sale today, which they are, and all the other different things he has there, which they all are, I'm just going to send you to the website and send you to the Radio Listener Specials page. Go there, see what they have to offer. See if there's something there that trips your trigger. And if there is, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code is always Captain. Very simple. Captain. That's your promo code. And if you want to call them up on the phone after you see something you like, you can call them up at 800-641-5459. Place your order or ask any questions that you have. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code is Captain because I'm telling you right now, If they don't have it, you didn't need it. That's just about the way it boils down right now. And a lot of things are going on over there. And by the way, Mike Lindell is a great guy, and I like supporting great American conservative patriots. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. And Kyle, you're next. Slippers.
That's right. They're on my list. Absolutely. And it's real easy to go to their website, too. You know, the stuff I've already got from MyPillow, it's so easy. It really, really is.
Yep. Now, of course, we need to talk about the fact that suddenly, since 2005, the United States has over 100,000 troops back, technically, in Europe.
That's exactly right. As of right now, it looks like they've increased it. Obviously, Captain, this is a major, major development in what we're seeing, because obviously this war could continue on, and you have to have a real show of strength, a real show of commitment, and a real show that, you know, the West is ready for what could be next in this conflict. And whether or not there are negotiations that start up and so forth, what have you, we can't bank on that. But in the first time since the fall of the Soviet Union, we're getting back in this game, so to speak, and having to take it very seriously.
That's true. And there is a very real possibility, and a lot of people, talking heads, both on our side as well as on the other side, are saying that they would not be surprised if Vladimir Putin were to use chemical weapons or even some of those suitcase nukes that we talked about, the tactical nukes, because he's losing faith from the people. His troops are demoralizing. They're digging in now. They're taking defensive positions right now around the capital of Ukraine, defensive positions, not offensively moving, which tells us that they're bogged down and stalled, and that could be, once again, a supply problem.
Well, exactly. And obviously, Captain, the world looks on and cheers on and encourages and prays for the Ukrainian people and their defense forces and anybody who's picking up a weapon or making a Molotov cocktail in order to stop the Russians. But what's happening to Vladimir Putin is also incredibly concerning. If they're taking up these defensive positions, they know that they're not winning this war. And if they're not winning this war, they're losing this war. And as you mentioned, I think you said about chemical weapons or weapons of mass destruction, basically, that really does come up to the fore then.
That's the game changer.
And
I would not put it past Putin at all, because he's used them before. Not the nukes, but the chemicals.
Well, exactly, because he is on a mission. So we've far left any kind of, I just want Ukraine because this, that, or the other thing in terms of getting resources and so forth. I think it's much more than that, Captain. I think it's lack of a better term, an emotional thing that he is doing here that he can't let go of. He's committed. He's obsessed, one might think. And when you're dealing with somebody like that, it's, you know, they'll pull out all the stops. So that's why you have the people at the Pentagon and so forth and other analysts all around the world trying to figure out what his next move is and what's the likelihood that he would use a weapon of mass destruction like that.
Now, Turkey's Erdogan spoke with Putin yesterday, and we did get a report of the conversation, or at least whatever was said from Erdogan. And that was that Putin wanted to talk with Zelensky.
That's right. And there are a couple of different categories of what, according to the readout of this phone call, or the reports on this phone call, I should say, entail for what Putin would want. But I will say this, Captain, anybody who's ever watched an episode or of The Sopranos knows that if they're looking for you to try to kill you, don't come out of hiding and go where they are, because then they will kill you. I mean, this, I think it's that serious. I'm not trying to be funny, but it's that kind of thing. I can't imagine Zelensky could be in the same room with Vladimir Putin.
I don't think either one of them would be in the same room. It would be a Zoom meeting.
Hopefully so, right, because you don't want to know where they are right now. But
yeah.
The first part, Captain, is he wants NATO, or he wants Ukraine to declare it will never be mm-hmm. part of NATO, it will be neutral.
Yeah.
He wants them to disarm, by the way.
And by,
I think it, go ahead.
And by the way, I want to say hello to Mark over there in Clearwater. We know what's going on there. That's why Patrick Hyland comes on, the Sports Zone quarterback. He'll be on, of course, in the last segment of the program this morning. We're going to talk a lot about sports, especially the NCAA basketball games and that tremendous, unbelievable upset last night of Kentucky.
Yes, yeah, well, it's, yeah, big time, big time.
Yeah, overtime thriller. And, of course, all I can tell you is that on any given day.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, and Putin wants other things, though, too, which may not be quite as easy for Zelensky to deliver. I think the disarmament issue, I think, is also a difficult one. But Putin also wants laws to protect the Russian language, evidently. He's talking again about the denazification of Ukraine. And so some of these different things, come from Vladimir Putin, who seems to be, you know, increasingly restive about a lot of these things. And I just can't imagine that all these different points that he made. And, you know, he keeps harping on the denazification problem. I don't think Mr. Zelensky or his government are Nazis, but Putin is using that, I think, as a propaganda tool to try to justify to the Russian people. And surprisingly, Captain, a lot of the Russian people agree with the war at this point.
It's because they don't get the facts.
They get one side of it,
and it's heavily modified. Just like if we were doing what they were doing in Russia here, the progressives would be controlling the media, and you would not know the truth of what's going on.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Same thing happens in Russia.
Exactly. And then they wanted to legitimize the illegal confiscation of Crimea back in 2014 and declare that it is officially part of Russia from the Ukrainian standpoint. So there are many different things going on here, Captain. I don't know how easy it would be for them to come to terms.
Well, Senator Joni Ernst yesterday, a Republican out of Iowa, introduced a proposal which was really kind of fascinating. What'd you hear this? Executive branch officials who fail to follow federal laws guaranteeing public access to government documents would have to answer to a newly created Director of Openness in the government, known as the DOG. They would be part of the cabinet, and they would be there to specifically answer any requests for information that were not being given to people that asked for it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about giving taxpayers comprehensive summaries of information they have a right to
know. It's to stop the lawsuits.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's to stop the lawsuits, which are frivolous, when they have to get in there and try to fight to find out whether or not they can get this information or that information. If it's open and not classified, it should be able to be given to them without having to go through a rigmarole. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. And folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after Jeff gets a chance to take us to break. We'll see how he does with this because he might be half asleep right now.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
A WNBA player will stay in a Russian jail for several more months. John Hunt reports.
American basketball star Brittany Grenier's detention in Russia has now been extended until May or beyond, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing the Kamiki Court of the Moscow region. Grenier has been detained for weeks after Russian officials say they found vape cartridges containing drops of oil derived from cannabis in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. The offense could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in a Russian prison.
A U.S. Navy veteran jailed in Iran for nearly 2 years has sued the Iranian government for $1 billion. Michael White alleges he was kidnapped, held hostage, and tortured. The State Department arranged for his release in June 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, at Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every day and have been for over 7 years. I take it for one simple reason. It works for the problem I have. And if it works and it's not broke, you don't fix it. And that's exactly what I'm telling you about. Because Relief Factor has been a part of my integrated health plan for over 7 years because it helps my body to reduce inflammation and pain and swelling that I get from the left foot, ankle, and leg when things start kicking in and going in reverse. Now, things have been kind of quiet for a little while here, and I just thank God for that. So that's a good thing. Plus, they gave me a shot a week or so ago and did something to try to help me keep the swelling down. So that is working so far, and I'm happy to report that. But it doesn't mean I'm going to stop taking Relief Factor, because that's my little guarantee in the mix here. Now, the combination of the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, helps my body to support the natural response that it does to inflammation and swelling. It lowers or even eliminates any kind of pain associated with the problem is I'm having, and it targets the underlying problem by going right straight to the source of whatever it is that you got going on. And boy, that's the best part. Now, it's 100% drug-free. That's even better. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And guess what? It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. Now, you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. The reason that you want to go to that website and not the other one is they're going to try some of these websites to entice you to becoming a member and paying so much a month to be a member, this, that, and the other. I'm not doing that. I just want you to try the sample bag, the 1995. And if you do, and it works, like I think it will, then the rest is simple. By the way, they also have a complete health food regimen there, vitamins and whatnot and supplements. And I do take some of their vitamins, and they do work. So, therefore, there's a little bonus to all this. Relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yep, and that's so important. Speaking of pain, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, once again, falsely claiming that President Joe Biden has not increased the national debt. What the hell is she smoking?
Well, what do those stimulus checks do?
No, I know what it is. It's the oxy. What is that stuff they take, the Botox? She got a shot in her nose.
Well, but you know, Captain, they bank on the idea that they can come in and say stuff. It's not really going to get challenged, and or it's going to be primarily viewed on social media by younger voters who will simply see something, but they're not perhaps going to go the extra mile and go check it all out and find out if they're telling the truth or not.
You think so?
Well, because it's just part of their mode. And they also believe, Captain, that these sound bites go out. They go out on the news. And it's very powerful the way that things can be structured on the news, depending on what is said or what things look like. And that's a bigger communication sometimes than what the actual reporter or anchor is actually saying.
Now, there's an ABC poll that's come out. Of course, oversampling of a poll is something that liberals like to do, right?
Sure.
Gives them a false negative or a false positive, right?
Yep.
Well, they oversampled the LGBTQ poll that omitted the key part of the Florida bill limiting teaching of sexual orientation and gender ID to young children. As a result, they got fake numbers. So here we go again. Fake news. Fake ABC.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's, you know, you have to be able to make it sort of lean your way, I guess.
Well, if they hadn't, they would have lost the argument.
Well, of course. But again, there's that headline. The headline is the poll shows this, that, and the other thing. And there's a headline about that as opposed to digging down into the numbers to find out that it was, in fact, oversampled. So it's just a partial truth. Yes, we did a poll. Yes, this is what the poll said. But the poll said this because we manipulated it in a certain way.
Now, we also know that Zelensky has called on the U.S. military to engage Russia in a discussion about a humanitarian no-fly zone. Now, what that means is nobody in the fly zone except for planes flying in and out with supplies or patients or medical stuff, right?
Exactly.
And so far, Russia's yet to answer.
Well, right. You know, the idea of having a no-fly zone that President Zelensky is asking for, that could materialize. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't materialize. But I think there's a lot of resistance. There's a lot of resistance because of what it can do to the state of affairs with the war and how Vladimir Putin perceives it and what he might do in response to that. I get it. But at the same time, this is one of those things, Captain, where we have to find a way. We have to, and to some degree, the world may simply have to stand up and say, you know, Vladimir Putin, we're going to stand up against you on this. We're putting in the no-fly zone, and let the chips fall where they may. That's a very big thing to say. But at some point, the brutality and the carnage has to stop.
Now, I realize we don't have the same presidents and the same people in power that were around during the Berlin Airlift, but you surely are familiar with that, right?
Well, of course. That's, part of history.
During the Berlin Airlift, okay, that was a time when we did do humanitarian flights, and we told the Russians
that we were coming in to drop things over East Berlin or wherever we were going in Berlin to drop it to the people that were down there. And we were coming in unarmed, because they were unarmed planes. And if they did anything offensive to the planes, that we would take the proper action against them. Well, the Russians did nothing other than just make us, harass us a little bit by buzzing the planes and whatnot. But that was about it. So why would it not make sense, knowing that history, to have a president that would stand up to Putin and say, okay, we're going to fly over Kiev and we're going to drop a bunch of beans, blankets, and medical supplies? Why wouldn't it behoove us to do that? What are they going to do, shoot down our galaxy, our C-5A galaxy? If they did, they would be the ones starting World War III.
Right. No, you're absolutely right about that. President Putin could likely also then claim that it's really terrorist assistance. There's other stuff on this plane. I mean, he would obviously try to say that. But I think that you're right, Captain. This is part of the thing. If, everybody stands up to the bully, well, then the bully starts to have a lot less power and a fear factor about it. And you're right. If they shot at our planes, in other words, we're not talking about American pilots or NATO pilots shooting down fighter jets or shooting Russians. But it would put the onus on them. You're right.
Now, the Republican Wisconsin Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, said yesterday that he did not believe that decertifying the 2020 election would be legally possible on his part. Now, Voss met with Republican activists who were seeking to decertify the 2020 election in the state at the state capitol before rejecting calls to decertify. He said, and I quote, "I still believe that the Constitution and my oath that I took as an elected official does not allow me to decertify any election, whether I want to or not." Now, that's not going to happen. Those were his words. And I get it. And I think this should be in a courtroom being attempted.
Well, certainly. And even, let's just say, Captain, that if a court said, okay, the Wisconsin election is now null and void, or we take it apart, that kind of thing, it still would not have an effect on the federal election that is already completed, which was completed on January 6, 2021.
Yeah, nobody's saying that.
Yeah.
This would have to do with the state elections.
Just the state. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, and we're kind of in uncharted waters, even in Wisconsin, for that matter. So, yes, it would be. I really do think, Captain, that this has the capacity, though, to show people that there was maybe a lot of funny business going on. The perceptions will be there with the voters for the 2022 election, and certainly 2024, and that will be very damaging, I think, to the Democrat Party elite.
Okay, and folks, as we get ready to go to break and come back with our Truckers Highway Bible Report, Kyle, you hang on. I want to remind everybody that today, this morning, if you're in the Tampa Bay area and you want to stop by the Village Inn on 4th Street in 4th Street North in St. Pete, just below Gandy, I'll be there with Jeff from Sarasota from about 6 to 7 a.m. We're going to have breakfast there. And Jeff says he'll buy your coffee. How about that? So maybe we'll see you there. Have breakfast with the captain over at over at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Miles. Black Velvet. Haven't played that song in a while there, Kyle. I'm telling you, if that bass guitar doesn't wake people up, there ain't nothing going to wake them up.
That's right.
That great, is one heck of a driving bass behind that.
Yeah, it really is. Really is.
All right, well, let me go up here to the National Weather real quick and take a look-see, because we do have some things going on here tonight. We do have a developing storm system that we're going to tell you about here over the central United States, which is going to sweep across and go over to the east. But I will tell you this much, we could have some tornadoes today in the deep south. So please, 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 Alabama, Panhandle of Florida, Southwest Georgia, you're in under the gun. Please pay attention. If you got a weather radio, leave the darn thing on. I don't care how many times it goes off. It's better to be safe than sorry. And take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, we do have a pretty quiet map out west, which is some good news for our trucker friends out there. You should have mostly smooth sailing. But in Northern California, just north of Cloverdale, as you travel up the 101, you're going into a frost advisory, which becomes a freeze warning up near Willits. And that's going to continue all the way to a little bit south of Redway. So be aware of that. We do have a winter weather advisory that is brewing in Northern California, starting around Bernie, going down across I-80 and down into, let's see here, down towards Buck Meadows. That's out over in eastern California.
That's where all the bucks are.
That's right, yeah. And it's definitely coming across I-80. So Donner Pass is 28 degrees right now. We're predicting snow on Saturday for that pass, so be aware of that. Also right now, Captain, we do have some active weather to tell our friends about. Just east of Portland coming out I-84, you've got rain coming across the road over to about Stevenson. You've also got rain coming across the road south of Pendleton, and this is also on I-84 as well. Also, near Spokane, Washington, looks like we've got some rain. This is going to be west of Spokane on I-90, and that's going to dissipate. But as you come out of Coeur d'Alene, you're going to get back into a mixture of rain and sleet. Up on 4th of July Pass, 41 degrees right now. It's going to be raining Friday and Saturday. Then on Sunday, we've got a prediction of snow going on there. So that's pretty much where the active stuff is around the west tonight, Captain. And other than that, smooth sailing for our driver friends out there.
Well, the developing storm is still looking like as if it's going to come across I-70, folks, because it's still trying to put itself together in eastern Colorado, and it's over as far as the central part of Kansas tonight. And also, when you go down to I-40, we've got some ingredients of the storm that could also kick into the mix. So you can have I-40 to I-70 for the next two or three days going east, being a problem area for you. So keep your mind and your eyes wide open on that one and plot your trip accordingly. Might not be a bad time to, if you're going up to Denver, to come across, the short side, I-10, I-20, go up to, Fort Worth, go up to 87 and go that way and get around the back side of it, and you wouldn't even worry about having to go through it. That's just my thought, but what do I know? Okay, now, we do have a system developing in the Gulf. We do have some conditions favorable to the development of thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, rain, wind, hail, possible flooding, and, oh, yeah, the dreaded T-word, tornadoes, from about the just west of New Orleans all the way over to the middle part of the Panhandle and almost to Tallahassee. Now, that's going to develop as the day goes along. It's going to get a little bit more intense as the heat factor kicks in, and we'll see what happens. But do not be surprised, as I told you, if there's not a severe thunderstorm line mixed up with this coming across perhaps the southeastern corner of Mississippi and southern Alabama, Panhandle of Florida, and over into the southwestern part of Georgia as we start to get things warming up here around noontime or so. Do not be surprised. Now, going up into the north, it doesn't look bad coming down the eastern seaboard. I don't see anything really to bother you there. Jeannie and her pals are off on her cruise to the Bahamas, and they've got clear sailing, it looks like, by the weather. So they did that right, and it looks like as if up north we might have some cooler temperatures, but I don't see any precipitation to bother you. Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, Michigan, upstate New York, I don't see anything to bother you along that area. So That's looking good. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. They bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch each and every night. And you definitely want to drive in to a Pilot or Flying J and join the Drivers Club. Start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. Food, fuel, supplies. Also, you can track those points by downloading the My Rewards Plus app right there for your smartphone, and you can track your points. You can also get great offers as well. Also, check out the fuel card, by the way. They've got zero hidden fees on that. They've got higher lines of credit than other fleet cards. So you definitely want to check that out today, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we're going to let Alana do her thing till we go to break here. Here we go.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.